There is just one more day of campaigning before tomorrow's primary election in Massachusetts. Among the big races, the Republican nomination for governor between former state rep Jeff Deal and businessman Chris Doty. On the Democratic side, there's a primary race for attorney general between Andrea Campbell and Shannon Liss Reardon, which polls suggest will be very close. To dive deeper, we're joined now by WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Rupa. Nice to be with you.
Thank you for being here. So let's start with the race for governor. Attorney General Maura Healey is the only Democrat campaigning in the race. So the action is between the two Republicans, Jeff Deal and Chris Doty. Can you bring us up to date on where that race stands?
Well, here's what's striking about the race for governor. It feels like it's almost invisible, Rupa, as if no one's watching it. The Boston Globe's Matt Stout wrote about this over the weekend, and I've observed the same thing. I was at an event for Chris Doty before the weekend. I was the only reporter there, and nobody else was there except for his campaign staff. A day later, I was following Jeff Deal in East Bridgewater, and there were just two of us covering his campaign event. And our colleague Ali Jarmanning was following the Democrat Maura Healey that same day in Brockton. She was the only reporter there. And this is really something when you consider that this is an open race for governor just days before the primary.
So this might be an obvious question, but what do you think explains this apparent lack of excitement around the race?
Well, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that there is a sense that Maura Healey is heavily favored to win in November. Since Sonia Chang Diaz dropped out of the race in the spring, Healey has been able to run unopposed on the Democratic side. And because she's so heavily favored, it's taken a lot of the air out of the race on the Republican side between Deal and Doty. I think without doubt has a lot to do with what we're witnessing right now.
Okay, despite the interest, let's talk about that race. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Deal, and tonight Trump will host a tele-rally in support of Deal. Is that going to help Deal's chances tomorrow?
Well, it certainly helps Deal make the point that he's the hardcore conservative in this race. And when I spoke to him before the weekend in East Bridgewater, he said he was proud to be endorsed by Trump and happy that he would be headlining a tele-rally for him later today.
I'm not running away from that. I think he did deliver and gave us, even in Massachusetts, some really good economic times. So I think his support of me, I think, is just a reaffirm to the Republicans that he sees me as the best solution for the state for the future.
How is Chris Doty, Deal's primary opponent, responding to the news that Trump will be rallying in support of Deal?
Well, Trump's endorsement may play well with the small Republican base, but it's unlikely to help Deal win in November in a state that has voted against Trump by a 2-to-1 margin twice. So that's why Doty says he's the better choice to take on Democrat Maura Healey in November. Here's what he told me before the weekend.
There's a large group of citizens, which I call the exhausted middle. They just don't want the extremism on the right that Jeff represents, and they don't want the extremism on the left that Maura represents. And I speak to all voters.
Okay, so Doty has been cast as the long shot in this race. If he is to have a chance at winning the Republican nomination, what do you think he has to do?
Well, Doty presents himself as a pragmatic Republican, not unlike Charlie Baker and other recent Republican governors of Massachusetts. And he's hoping to appeal to unenrolled voters. That's the key to him. Those so-called independents, which are the largest share of the state's voters. And interestingly, Rupa, Secretary of State Bill Galvin says that a high number of independents have requested Republican primary ballots, which could help Doty. We don't know that, but it could help him, depending on which way they vote. There are a couple of other things worth noting about Doty. The Boston Globe endorsed him as the Republicans' best hope in the race. And conservative talk show host Howie Carr has been urging his listeners to support him. And Doty has been spending hundreds of thousands of his own dollars on advertising, while Jeff Deal, according to his latest campaign finance report, has less than $17,000 in his campaign account. Now, that's a pittance, as he hopes to take on Maura Healey, who has more than $5 million in her campaign account.
Hmm. Well, we've got you, Anthony. What else will you be watching tomorrow?
Well, the race for the Democratic nomination for attorney general appears to be a real nail biter. And it's a really fascinating race. It pits two women with impressive records against each other. Former city councilor and candidate for mayor of Boston, Andrea Campbell, against attorney Shannon Liss Reardon. Campbell has a compelling personal story about growing up poor in Boston. Her brother died while incarcerated. And she talks a lot about the need for criminal justice reform from the point of view of someone who has experienced the criminal justice system up close. Liz Reardon is a successful trial lawyer who has won big cases on behalf of workers and says she'll continue that kind of advocacy as AG. Both have lots of high-profile endorsements, and the most recent poll suggests this race could be very close. So it's a really fascinating race.
WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, I know you're going to have a really busy couple days, so thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rupa. Thanks.
Check out our voter's guide at WBUR.org. Learn about the big races and the upcoming deadlines to register to vote in the general election.